went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, as you know, being in the single life, it can be good, but it also can be really down.
Yes, it can, girl.
The struggle is real for many people here,
it's
Madison.
It's rough out here.
I know, right?
Yes.
Well, today we actually have a quite an interesting Second Date Update, and we've got Michael on the phone. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good, my man. So I just have to ask, is your real last name Bolton?
It really is Bolton.
Wow, that's crazy.
Crazy.
I love me some Michael Bolton,
honey. I used to love Michael Bolton
back in the day. Mm-hmm. So tell us, who did you go out on a date with?
So I went out with this lovely lady, Maria. We met about a year ago while we were at Boulder's Gym with
the
kids.
Oh, yeah. That's a great place. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we'd both been divorced and weren't really keen on being on the apps or social media. So, you know, it was nice to meet someone interesting and attractive, like in real life.
Sure.
Yeah, so then I asked her out, and we met later that evening at Red.
I love Red.
Restaurant. Yeah, it's great, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And, I don't know. I haven't heard from her.
Well, this sounds too good to be true. I mean, honey, you took her to Red. I mean, Red. You like to wine and dine.
Red is a great
I really
place.
Went for it.
Oh.
Yes.
That's so sweet. And then you have kids. I love that you're a single dad and that you met her. She's a single mom, obviously. Yeah. I mean, how did the date end? Did you, you know, get a kiss or did you walk her to her car?
Right,
or? Did she bolt?
Well, you know, she just kind of went our separate ways.
Okay.
That was it, you know, but you know, it felt like, you know, there's maybe potential for more.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how long has it been?
So it's been a while. It's been about a year.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A year? Did you say a year?
Oh my God. I'm like dying over here.
You didn't say a week. You said a year.
You're kidding, right?
It's been a year. No, I'm not.
So there's been no contact at all in a whole year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wow. I don't know. I kind of figured I'd like run into her again.
Yeah.
You know, whatnot. And then it just kind of never happened. And recently I was thinking about it and I was like, no, I should try and reconnect with
her. Right. That makes sense.
No, does it, Tracy?
Does it make sense? There's some people that stick with you. And you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's just it's crazy because how you're explaining the stories as if it just happened. Your detail is very good.
It sounded like it just happened.
Wow, you have a good memory, my man.
Yeah.
So it's been an entire year. You don't even know she even lives on this planet anymore.
That is true.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't know. I figure it's just worth a shot.
Yeah, hey, you're right. You're right about that.
He does. Yes. He deserves it. All right.
You never know.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We're going to play a song next. And then when we get back, hopefully, Michael, we will get you connected with Maria. Maria. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Wow, Tracy, I have never had a second date update like this one before. We've got Michael on the phone.
Yeah.
He's a single dad.
Yeah.
He met Maria a year ago at Boulder's Gym. She's a single mom. I guess they went to Red, which is a super nice place,
awesome place.
Here in Madison.
Yes.
And he hasn't seen her since, hence why it's been a year. But Michael, you're ready to find her, right?
Yep.
I'm ready if she is.
Good.
Okay,
that's great.
Let's hope so.
Great
so
attitude.
Let's give her a call. Hopefully she answers.
Yes.
Hi, is this Maria?
This is she.
Hi, Maria. This is Krista and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio. Girl.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow. Hi. Good morning.
So listen, We have a very special call that we are letting you know about. Yes. You happen to have been on a date with a man named Michael. You met him at Boulder's Gym, not yesterday, not a week ago, not a month ago, a year ago? Do you remember Michael Bolton that you met at Boulder's Gym and went to Red's restaurant? Just throwing it out there, girl.
Yeah. Could you ever forget a Michael Bolton?
Right. Yeah. That name alone. Right?
Oh, my God. I love me some Michael Bolton. First of all, you know, sometimes people's names, I either, you know, at the time when I was single, I could either date you or I couldn't.
Right.
And this name, I mean,
it's six.
Honey.
Yeah.
Do you find Michael Bolton attractive, just on a side note?
I mean, as soon as he starts singing, it's an entirely different
story. Ooh, honey.
Yes.
But back to...
You know, you give a little, like, Bolton Swing Sinatra, and I'm feeling all of it.
Oh, yes. So listen, Michael is curious why you weren't feeling it with him a year ago, because he's still thinking of you.
Yeah.
We want to know what happened on this date.
Mm-hmm.
You never got back to him.
Yeah, you know, he was really nice. He's a little too bold for me, I think, is the nice way to put it.
What do you mean by that?
I just don't think it's a good match.
Why?
Yeah.
He seemed really nice.
And he took you to Red.
Yeah, gosh,
that's a great place. Mm.
And it was delicious, but... Okay, fine. So we're sitting there, and out of the blue, he whips out an instrument and his ponytail.
What?
And he has this, like, long, kind of curly, little ratty hair that he whips around, and he starts singing and acting like he's actually Michael Bolton.
He did not.
Oh, my God.
And he started singing, "How Can We Be Lovers?"
Oh, stop
and,
it.
I'm surprised he's asking, because I left in the middle of the
date. Oh, you did?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up.
You got up and left?
Oh, honey. Hey, now this...
Wasn't you?
Oh.
Yeah, but I was just making sure.
I was making sure, too. Well, I don't want to wait any longer, because the man himself, Mr. Michael Bolton, the real Michael Bolton, is on the phone. Michael, do you think you're the Bolton?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He sounds great.
Yes. That is Michael Bolton.
That is.
Maria, girl.
Yeah.
Say hello to Michael Bolton.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hey. I've missed you.
Oh. So sweet. Is it, though? Or is it creepy? Okay, I'm kidding. So, yes, Maria, Michael has been longing for you.
Yeah.
And he wants to know, how can you guys be lovers if you don't talk? So could we get there another second date? I don't even know if you're married.
Yeah,
girl.
Maria,
I mean,
a lot can happen in
a year.
Are
you single?
Yeah.
I'm seeing someone pretty casually, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. He still hasn't met my family.
Oh. Oh, so there's a chance for Michael Bolton.
Okay.
Michael?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh.
Right.
Well, this is what we do. Second date update. I mean, Michael would like to take you out again. Are you open to it?
You know, I really don't think so.
Oh. Oh, Michael. I'm sorry, Michael. Michael, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so sad.
Yeah, he is.
I think it's time to move on, Michael.
I just don't understand. Like I felt like we had like really great connection and does she not like think I'm a good singer? Like what?
Oh,
I thought you were great.
Okay, well,
I mean, Michael, you are a very talented young man, but it's just not. You're just too bold for me. I can't. I don't think it's a good fit.
Too bold.
Yeah.
Too Bolton for her.
Too Bolton.